11,078, Melissa Casamore, northwest corner of Route 24, Sharptown Road and Randall Street. A special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Melissa Casamore, 9726 Randall Street, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm here to request a special use exemption for my daycare. I'm currently a licensed daycare provider in Delaware, and I'm just need the variance so I can have the number of children that I'm licensed for.
You currently have level two for 9 children?
Yes.
And you're requesting for 3 more. Okay. All right. What is your hours of...
Hours of operation?
Yes, ma'am.
7:30 to 5:30. 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Now, is that Monday through Friday? Or
yes.
No weekend?
No.
No weekends. Okay. Let me see. Is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
How long have you been operating? Or how long have you had your license?
I've had my license 3 years, but I've just moved to this residence in April.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Burns?
Yes, I have a question. How can you stand it?
Patience.
Oh, those kids. I raised 4. And
I have a lot of patience.
You're my heroes, you know, and I'm sure you, all the people in Sussex County appreciate your willingness to, do this kind of work. I have no other questions.
Okay, and Mr. Calabre had mine answered, so. Sure, if you have any questions, please.
Yeah. First of all, what kind of parking facilities do you have for the parents who are coming in and out, dropping their children off?
I have a driveway that opens up to 2 spots, and then one could be behind. And then I have a separate, I'd say 3 cars could be there. So that way it could occupy 6, not including if they pulled off on the shoulder.
And as far as, is there a play area for the children? Is it fenced in at all?
Yeah, the state requires that.
Okay. And how old are the children that would be at your facility?
From birth to 12 years.
And what's also in the neighborhood there? Part of the requirement here is you prove that there is no substantial adverse effect on neighboring properties. What surrounds your facility?
There's a farm behind me. There's a residence to either side of me. And there's a street, Randall Street, and 24 is in the front. So it's kind of like bordered by 2 streets, and then 2 residents and a farm. And then across the street is residence.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since we didn't hear testimony that would suggest that it would have a substantial effect adversely on the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties, the applicant doesn't seem to think that it will, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,078.
Okay, now have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,078. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricketts?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have been stated previously. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,078 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Case number 11. 11-